Hey, welcome. Nice to see you.
It's good to be here.
It's time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from NPR News joins us every Thursday morning.
Yes. And, you know, as usual, it's just a lovely weekend for the arts in the Twin Cities. What can I say? It's my sad task to try and get you out to see some of the amazing art that's out there every weekend.
It's just so laborious, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, you could do this, or you could do this, mm-hmm. or you could do 15 other things.
Right.
Yeah, but without you, Marianne, we wouldn't know what to do.
Wouldn't know where to start.
I wouldn't know where to start. I wouldn't know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right. Well, start here. Aparna Ramaswamy is a local dance talent. Part of Ragamala Dance Theater. The whole Ramaswamy family are at the head of this theater. But Aparna is just an amazing dancing talent. She has been reviewed, given many accolades by reviewers in the New York Times, like Alistair McCauley calls her rapturous and profound. But she's just I've seen her dance at the Kohl's, and she's got such an amazing clarity of precise movement, and yet these beautiful energy that comes through in everything she does. She's got a solo show coming up on Saturday called Sanidhi, or Sacred Space. And in it, the stage becomes a sacred ground upon which to celebrate the guru, the divine, the natural world, and the richness of human relationships. This is all grounded in traditional Indian dance. So the spiritual and the secular merge into one, forming the continuous pulse of our universe, weaving together music and movement, rhythm and lyric, spirit and emotion. This is going to be, I guarantee you, a lovely, lovely evening of dance featuring Aparna. So I recommend that. That's Saturday at the Kohl's in Minneapolis. Now, on Monday, looking through the weekend, on Monday, Milkweed Editions, which is one of the three major literary presses we have here in the Twin Cities, which are just kind of amazing. We have three of the top four literary presses in the nation are in the Twin Cities.
It's really something to be reminded of. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's Coffee House Press, there's Grey Wolf Press, and there's Milkweed Editions. Well, on Monday, Milkweed Editions is hosting back a couple of its poets, Wayne Miller and Alex Lemon, to team up with locals Patricia Kirkpatrick and Brian Laidlaw for a night of poetry, music, and literary love at Honey, Minneapolis. This is free and open to the public. They'll all be reading from their works. Some beautiful poetry here from Patricia Kirkpatrick as well as Alex Lemon. I'm familiar with both of their works. I'm not as familiar with Brian and Wayne's. And then there's going to be Brian Laidlaw is going to be playing music afterwards from his new EP Echolalia, which is set to release later this month. So sounds like a really lovely evening for the literary set to check out poetry. There'll be, food and drink if you want. There's music and just a lovely literary setting. So,
cool. And this is at?
This is at Honey, Minneapolis. That's a venue in Minneapolis. So
cool.
And then the winner of the title of the week.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys and the Mystery of the Mall of America of Death. The Hardy Boys
What is this?
So Comedy Suitcase Theater is mainly it's Joshua English Scrimshaw. Sorry, Josh. His brother is Joseph. And then also Levi Weinhagen. They keep playing the Hardy Boys. They've sort of brought this back as a series. And so they did one year, they had the Hardy Boys in the Case of the Limping Platypus. And then they had the Hardy Boys Save Christmas for their holiday show. And now for their Halloween show, it's the Hardy Boys and the Mystery of the Mall of America of Death, in which sibling detectives Fred and Jack Hardy match wits with their newest enemy, Chuckles the Undead Clown.
Nice.
So, Mall of America, Chuckles the Undead Clown, lots of local satire, humor, and physical comedy. They're both known for their pratfalls, so it should be a very fun evening with Ari Hopman as their dad, world-famous detective Fillmore Hardy, Leslie Ball as their mom, long-suffering forensic criminologist Lana Hardy. And they've got lots of fun casting and good comedy, good fun, and
where are they doing that?
Bryant Lake Bowl, okay. Of course.
Yep. The usual,
and they're this weekend and next weekend.
Excellent.
At the Bryant Lake Bowl Theater. So there you go.
There's a fine spread, as always.
Yeah.
Marianne Combs, thank you so much
for
checking in.
The lowbrow.
The highbrow, the lowbrow, the middlebrow, and the super lowbrow.
The unibrow.
No.
The monobrow.
The unibrow.
Nice. The Frida Kahlo. If I'd gotten Frida Kahlo, see, you could have gotten that in there, too. So
The Gallagher brothers, the unibrow.
Yes.
Marianne, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog over at nprnews.org and joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup here on The Current.